Okay, and on this day in Los Angeles in 1976, Gozo! No, sit. Oh, come on now. Hey, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, it would appear my efforts are needed elsewhere. In the meantime, Isaac, unmute yourself and pick up from where we deviated in my notes. Should be section C, somewhere along the first or second topic. Okay, excellent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your educational pleasure, your TA, Sir Isaac Zislowski. I don't suppose you will allow me. All right. Calm down. You want to play, huh? All right, let's go play. I need to stretch my legs anyway. Guys, it's warm today. Oh, hi, Mrs. Deagle. What you sniffing at? What you sniffing at down there, huh? Oh, hey, Ron. Hey, did you catch the game Saturday? Yeah, a real squeaker, wasn't it? All right, that's a good boy, Gozo. You know, you just gave me a really good idea. Hey, who's my little good boy, huh? Who's my good boy? Oh, hi again. It's been a while, huh? No, Gozo, hush. Nice, glad to see you out and looking well. Well, yeah, thank you. I like to get a good walk in before heading to work. Teaching the weary-eyed college students something they probably won't remember past summer semester, or write an academic paper on some significant and oftentimes political event taking place somewhere in the world at some point in our collective history. Or her story. right, well, listen. Also, I see you got a little puppy of your own, and I actually wanted to see if you'd be interested in the fairly lucrative job of caring for the troublemaker here on your days off, or preferably in the mornings and the early afternoons while I'm teaching. And see, look at that. Clearly they really like each other. Now, I don't want the little guy to be neglected as I prepare curriculum for the next semester and work on some very well overdue pieces, or a couple of academic journals, a textbook, and whatever else there is on my seemingly endless to-do list. You could also help me with some of that. I believe you once said you have some experience in office admin or receptionist work. Okay, cool. I'd like someone to provide a second set of eyes over my drafts, like a beta tester of sorts, so I can speed up these drafting processes. That is great. Thank you. Well, okay, let's exchange numbers and we'll go ahead and get your first day scheduled. Let's say tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. start time. Wait, are you working tomorrow? Are you working tomorrow? Well, that's good. You fancy starting right away? Great. Oh, hey, I'm hosting a little get-together tomorrow with a couple of the neighbors and members of the Homeowners Association Board to talk a little shop, have a bite, and just, you know, generally enjoy each other's company after so long away. It's nothing too fancy. And though I admire your choices in athletic wear, a beautiful dress you can dance in is much preferred. Got a lot of salsa dances in the group. And, yeah, I'm one of them. And yes, I expect you to dance with me. Excellent. All right, I'm at 4222 Eastover Lane, in case you forgot. Great big brick house. A black door with a golden line knocker. Looks like something out of a mystery or suspense novel. You can't miss it. All right, looking forward to it. And see you then. It say you're on your way, huh?
So I'm looking over your calendar for the next few months, okay? We have you scheduled for a spattering of readings and literary panels this coming month that will eventually lead up to your new book tour the following month. Now, we have a reading at 3 of the public libraries in Denver, Boulder, Colorado, respectively, and they're pushing for readings of your collection of nonfiction in regards to your investigation of the CPUSA. And then there's 4 readings at a few swanky venues in downtown area in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right. Thank you, Tim. All those speaking events and press interviews and conferences, they sound great. And I'll be sure to get on those second drafts and sources over to my editor ASAP. And as I mentioned you previously, I will be off the clock tomorrow. Anything else to mention before I sign off and get started on new things to do? Okay, fantastic. Have a good weekend. All right. Good morning. Thank you for your text. See you soon. Perfect timing. Hey, it's good to see you again so soon. You all right? Oh, wonderful. Now, please come in. What's your pup's name? Of course it is. Hello, Lulu. It's a pleasure to meet you. Oh, it seems Gozo's just as excited to see you as I am. You know, come to think of it, I don't believe either one of us has had any breakfast yet. I like to start my day with green juice or smoothie, some eggs over easy, whole grain toast, and plenty of jam and butter. So, COVID upended you two a bit, huh? Yeah, I figured. You're an intelligent girl who knows what she wants. I'm sure of it. Look at me. Well, listen, I'm proud of you. I think you're making a good choice. Accepting my offer, it'll be something a bit different than some of that boring part-time work. It's certainly better pay. Great benefits. Plus, I think you knew we'd make a really great team. Now go on, eat. Please, don't let me slow you down. Good girl. Can't have you fainting from hunger on your first day. You good? Good. No, you got a bit of yolk there in the corner of your mouth. Here. Lick it off my thumb. Good girl. Now, come. I'll give you a quick tour of the house and yard, and then it's off to work. Okay, so this here is one of the bathrooms. This is the second downstairs bathroom. Okay, as you can see, this follows the tone with the rest of the building. It's got an English cottage-inspired decor. And if you look into the bedroom right here, you've got the similar kind of styling. Big, thick, downy duvets. Big, plush carpeting. Beautiful wooden floors. Marble countertops. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of a guy in a suit smoking a cigar and swirling a healthy glass of premium scotch. You got a little eyelash there. Okay. Right, well, I think that's that then. You got any questions? All right, good. Means I was thorough, as one should be. Now, if you'd be so kind, see the dogs a minute, then meet me in my office with some long overdue paperwork. Well, well done today. Gozo clearly likes having you around, and I do too. Sweet dreams, darling. And I'll see you tomorrow. Hello again. You look fucking delicious. Now please, come in. Have a drink. Make yourself at home. I've been looking forward to dancing with you all day. No, don't look so worried. Don't mind the others. Now, just follow my lead and keep your eyes on me. Now, before we begin, let's fix our positions. Give me your hand. Here we go. I put mine here. Now, as everyone knows, I'm sure, the salsa is very quick and a very sensual dance, requiring our legs to intertwine. Part your legs for me. Good girl. You want to keep your toes pointed outward and lead with your heels as I move us forward. And back. Forward. And back. Very good. Ah, you can sway your hips much more than that. Feel the rhythm. Move into me. That's better. I know you want me. Just as bad, if not more, than I want you. I'll see to my guests. You meet me upstairs, undressed. Last room at the end of the hall. Go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please continue to enjoy yourselves. Dance, drink, eat, be merry, show yourselves out when you've had your fill. I just have some business to attend to upstairs, so I shall say this to you now. Good night and good luck. Fucking hell, baby. Come off the bed. Get on your hands and knees and crawl to me. Turn around and put your hands behind your back. Turn and face me. Open your mouth and stick out your tongue. That's it. Oh, your mouth feels so wet. No, I didn't say you could move. Keep still. Good girl. Now open your mouth. I love it when you gag on my fucking dick. Yeah. And so do you. All right, open wide. Good girl. Oh, yeah. That's it. Down as far as it'll go. Go on. Swallow it. Swallow my cock. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Can't you? Open wide. That's it. That's it. Now, lean on the bed and show me that pretty ass of yours. No, don't move. Spread your pretty ass for me, baby. This isn't your first time, is it? think you'll like this. If you think this feels good in your ass, wait until I put it in your pussy. Turn over and lie back, baby. Spread your fucking legs. Oh, yeah. Get those anal beads nice and wet for me. And give them here. Now that's enough. Give them here. Give. Good girl. Ooh, how's that feel? How's that feel in your ass? Huh? Good? Okay. How about if I lick your pussy too? Oh, you have a really tasty pussy. Take this anymore. Let me switch this over. Put another one hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me put my hands on your throat. Oh, your fucking pussy. Oh, that feels so fucking wet. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God. Turn over. Get on your knees. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. God, your pussy feels so fucking tight. Oh, oh. Oh God. I think I'm gonna come. All right. Get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees. Get on your knees now. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Stick out your tongue. Stick it out. Your face looks so beautiful. Wait there. Wait there with my cum covering your mouth and your face. You did very well. You're a very good girl. You take direction very, very easily. I think this could be the start of a very beautiful friendship. And a very good working relationship. There you are. You're so beautiful. You look good after being fucked. It's okay. If you want to, you can stay here tonight. You can sleep right here. It's big, it's warm, it's comfortable. All right. Well, you did so well, baby. Sweet dreams. Good night.